So the reason I played They Might Be Giants earlier is because they factor heavily into this story I'm about to tell about a prior trip I took, and I actually forgot about it until today. I was driving from Omaha to Denver, and I was listening to They Might Be Giants, and I'm like, hey, I met them once, and it really sucked. So I'm going to tell you guys that story. So we were, me and my buddies, we were juniors in college, maybe sophomores, and we were like, hey... They Might Be Giants is doing like a bookstore tour to celebrate the release of their newest kids album. And the closest they were coming to us, and we were in Champaign, Illinois, so that's like middle of Illinois, about 2 hours south of Chicago, and the closest they were coming to us was Minneapolis. But for some reason we were like, hey, we're young and dumb, let's just go to Minneapolis for the weekend and go meet They Might Be Giants. And that sounded like a wonderful idea to everybody. So we like blew off classes Friday to drive up to Minneapolis to go see They Might Be Giants perform in a Barnes & Noble kids section. Very exciting, right? So this was in February, which if you're familiar with the upper Midwest, February is not always the nicest for driving. So there's a very like kind of... I don't know if it's iconic, that's probably not the right word, but there's a very striking visual when you're crossing over from Wisconsin to Minneapolis on I-90. There's like this giant, like probably 8 lanes of expressway, like big ass hill that takes you down from one state into another. And at like about 20 miles before we hit that big hill, it started like blizzarding, and it was very, very terrifying. Like, I hate driving in snow. Who likes it, right? I really hate it. You guys are probably used to it out here. And it was like a very scary thing to have to take that like steep incline in a blizzard. And me being from like younger and out of town, like I didn't really know what I was doing. But we got through it, guys. We got through it because the power of They Might Be Giants. So it was just like a little hiccup. All right, so we get to the store. They do like – it's like a 25-minute set. All right, they play like – 4 songs off the new kids record and Dr. Worm, which is a sweet song. But we all knew what we were getting into. Really, the reason that we went there was me and my friends John and Adam. We went there to meet the band because they were my favorite band at the time. And I really wanted to tell them that and to get an autograph of theirs. And I thought it would be really cool. So at the end of the show, this is important, they said, hey, guys, we're going to hang out for a couple hours and we will sign anything you have. We'll even sign a deck of cards, is what John Linnell said. I'm sure he just said that. I'm sorry, John Flansburg. I'm sure Flansburg just said that because it was like the first thing that came to his mind. Like, what's a weird thing that no one would ever ask us to sign? Oh, a deck of cards. All right, so I had bought their new CD in store that day, so I was set. And my buddy Adam also did that. So, but my friend John didn't want to spend money on their CD. Whatever. John now has the most money out of all of us. Yeah, so he probably could have afforded that $12 back in the day. But he did have a deck of cards on him because we also were going to play some poker at the Canterbury Card Club later that weekend because you don't have to be 21 to gamble at the Canterbury Card Club. So John brought out the Ace of Spades from his deck of cards because he's like, they clearly said we're going to sign anything, even a deck of cards. Well, we probably wait in line for like 45 minutes because we're like at the end of the line. So we finally get up to the table with John and John. They sign my CD. They sign Adam's CD. We're all there together. And then John throws down a deck of cards with the Ace of Spades on top. And John Flansburg just looks at this thing that my friend John has put before them. And he's like, dude, what is this? We're not really going to sign that. And John's like, what, really? He's like, yeah, buy the CD. And it was like so disheartening. Like, not only, I mean, sure, they need to make money on CD sales, but he like specifically said, hey, like, we will sign a deck of cards. Probably didn't think anyone had one, but we did, and he said no. And guys, that really sucks. Like, I guess the moral is like, never meet your heroes, but I don't know. I'm looking at it now from like the other side, because like They Might Be Giants isn't, you know, a super famous band, and I've been in a situation before where I've been asked to like sign things for people. I'm not nearly on their level, but I've been at shows where people like want me to sign shit afterwards. And I, looking at it from their side, like the lesson I take is like, be careful what you say, you know, like don't be a dick to your fans and also like be aware of your own limitations and don't overpromise, because like the fact that he overpromised that kind of broke my heart a little bit. And it made me like They Might Be Giants a little bit less. Now, I've recovered. Obviously, I played one of their weird-ass songs earlier. But it's still a little heartbreaking. And I don't know if I'll ever really forgive They Might Be Giants for hurting me and my friend John. I think Adam was fine. So, you know, one-third of us was fine. But John Flansburg, John Linnell, if you're out there, you owe John Lester an apology. And that is all I have to say about that. So...